Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better. Okay, I'm going to start by reading several verses, so hang with me. I want you to pay special attention to all of the past tenses. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise and glory of his grace, which he made us accepted in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Note that have is present tense, which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, in him. In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works in all things according to the counsel of his will, that we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of his glory. In him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, to the praise of his glory. All that's from Ephesians chapter 1. For hundreds of years, there's been much debate on the issue of predestination, but that is not my intent in this lesson. I do take great comfort in the repeated use of those past tense verbs that I emphasized. That's because God, you see, he's not really a gambler. He's not asserting something based upon a hunch or a prediction. God is spirit and lives in the spiritual realm. Its dynamics are totally foreign to us, so consequently, we read verses like the ones above and say, well, God knows the end from the beginning, or God has foreknowledge. And that's because those explanations are the only things that make sense to our limited minds. You see, God, though, is far greater than we have the ability to imagine. He's not a soothsayer. He's not looking forward in time. He's not just knowing all things. All things exist in and because of him. He uses past tense because in him, they are past tense. He chose whom he chose before the creation of the earth. He exists in past, present, and future at the same time, because for him there is no time. Guzik writes, believers are chosen by God. They are chosen before they have done anything or have been anything for God. The reason for God's choosing are not capricious, nor are they random, though they are past our finding out. We know that they are altogether wise and good, but the reasons are all in him, not in us. His choosing is according to the good pleasure of his will. For believers, Jesus is not a judge, but the one in whom we have an inheritance. Now, in him we have redemption. Remember that one present tense verb there in our verses. is not past tense, but rather present tense, and I'll call it the eternal present tense. That's because it's not outside of Christ, but rather in Him, and He is eternal. With all that, don't be too concerned if you're kind of lost. Jesus told His disciples, "I still have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all truth." What He was saying is that He had things to share that were just too heavy for them, but that His Spirit would guide or lead the way into all the truth. That is, friends, it's a journey. This is like a life verse for me. Of course, I would love to have Mick knowledge or instant spirituality, but all the truth, it just doesn't come that way. To the contrary, I expect that it, the journey, will never end. Hallelujah. Now may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm and faith to trust Him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of His grace today.